Full stop. I said pillaging Australian style because, Paul, this requires activist, interventionist, government, and central banks colluding to make that exponential curve go up. And the whole point, I called it pillaging because the person on this blue line, you know how much harder they have to work to own that house on a percentage basis of their overall effort, output, daily waking up? How many hours do you have to work every day to feed the people on the other side of this purple line who you'd borrowed the money from? That's pillaging. So that's what it is, straight up.
It is, but it's also beneficial for the insurance companies because they're increasing their cash flow, which means the cost of insuring those homes goes up, which further increases the treadmill for the other generation.
Property taxes go up because they're a function of value. It's a whole thing. I mean, that's unsustainable. That breaks. Full stop. That breaks very badly at some point for the Australians.
Think about what the current generation is doing to the next generation, though. Not only are you artificially driving those prices higher, that's going to be unsustainable. You're driving, you know, insurance costs, taxes, tax costs higher. Then you've got the baby boomer population generation that at some point is going to be dying off. And then that's going to be a lack of demand for housing because you don't have the younger generations that can afford to have children. I mean, you know, to have four children is unbelievably expensive, which is what we should do to continue the population growth. So you're creating this huge vacuum and house prices down the road, oversupply is going to establish at some point in the future with these huge debt loads, and then having to pay prices just to be able to enter the game. You know, it's sad what government policies around the world have done to the next generation.
Not to pick on Australia, I'm really not meaning to, but you can't afford four children because that would be a multi-million dollar misadventure. And so this is how they put it in an Australian headline very recently. Australia's birth rate hits rock bottom with severe consequences for economic future. Oh no, won't someone think of the economy? But this is tragic. This is this and that other chart of the house prices are directly connected events, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what is that if it's an act of policy to inhibit family formation? I have this bad policy at best. It's something worse than that at worst.
Is it just that our leaders are so weak that they do not have the strength nor the fortitude nor the wisdom to guide the people in the direction that's right from a long-term standpoint?